Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Hey everyone, welcome back. Today I am here with my amazing friend, Carolyn Smith, who was my actual client quite a few months ago. We actually worked on a hair tissue mineral analysis together. She was feeling some crazy symptoms and she is here today to talk about them. Welcome, Carolyn. How are you?
Hi. Nice to see you and hear you again.
I know. Thank you so much for coming on and talking today. I think that this is such an amazing topic. And I think so many people miss this diagnosis or even other autoimmune issues going on in the body. And there is a basic, but not easy, very basic way to kind of dive into this. But I am excited for you to share your journey of what's going on with you.
Okay. So if I remember the timeline correctly, I had reached out to you last November. We did an assessment. You had recommended, Courtney had recommended a hair analysis. It took me until December to do that. And prior to that, I was feeling what most people kept telling me were like menopause symptoms. I was gaining weight. I was exhausted. I was chronically constipated. And I was fatigued pretty much, I would say, 5 out of 7 days of the week. And I was also still trying to work out, manage calorie intake, manage stress. I was trying to do all of those things and nothing was working. And I was feeling increasingly horrible, horrible, horrible. And so Courtney recommended I do this hair sample. I did it. I think I did that in December, right? I mean, it doesn't matter, but, and I got the results back and Courtney and I reviewed them. And the basic gist of it was like, if this person does not have a thyroid issue or an autoimmune issue, they will. And so I took that information. Courtney recommended some supplements. I did a course of the supplements. I put the report in a file folder. And I would say by a couple weeks later, a month later, I got on the scale and I had gained almost 27 pounds. And I was still feeling, I was reaching out to my gynecologist and she kept saying this is menopause, and I finally demanded that she run a thyroid panel.
And for thyroid panel, we don't just mean the basic like TSH, we're talking the antibodies and we want the whole shebang. So antigens, antibodies, everything.
Right. And she was reluctant to order that. So she didn't order the full panel. I don't know what it is, but she was like, let's just run the basic panel. And, you know, I waited for the results and I pulled out that report and it basically, it nailed literally every symptom I was having. So I kept that to myself because I had the answers to the test before I knew what was going to happen. But in order to make anything happen, you have to get blood work done. They don't take a hair sample. So my blood work came back. My T4 was through the roof. And then she sent me back for more blood work. And my TSH was a little bit high, in the high. I've since learned that the ranges that conventional medicine uses, they're a little bit too generous in terms of if you're symptomatic, your numbers should, you know, they could be a little high, but you could be clinically symptomatic. So I finally found an endocrinologist. She said, you have an autoimmune disorder. You have Hashimoto's. I'm going to put you on a thyroid medicine. And I was like, that's kind of weird to me. So I pulled out that little report. And actually, Courtney, you had recommended some supplements. I'll remember what they were. One other thing that I totally want to talk about. It was a B complex. It was a vitamin D, which I had not taken. Magnesium, which I had been taking to sleep, and it wasn't really work. I mean, it would work occasionally, but it wasn't like the end all be all. But I continued to take that. Apparently I was not taking enough. And you had recommended, I think, a selenium. It wasn't a straight, just selenium. There was like a mix, I think. Is this ringing?
Yes.
I don't know if you remember.
Probably okay. It was the multi, yes, the one like very good multivitamin that has a lot of higher concentrations of like either both vitamins and minerals.
Right. So I ordered them again. Like I started taking all that stuff again. And my endocrinologist was like, you're going to have Hashimoto's forever. It doesn't get cured, in air quotes. And no, it was so interesting. She said to me, no diet is going to fix this. And I was like, now why are you saying that? So I went on this little investigative thing. And it's really important for me to mention that prior to this, I had been eating vegan pretty committed, pretty firmly for about 12 to 15 years. And my vitamin B levels obviously were going down because of animal products are the only products that have B vitamins. And I had slowly but surely become, and this is not a thing about a statement about plant-based food, but I had become a carbohydrate addict. You know, I was eating healthy grains, in air quotes. I was eating a lot of quinoa, a lot of, you know, like farro, which was all good stuff in comparison to eating like a Hostess cupcake. And I was never a sugarhead, but I was definitely becoming, I mean, in the report that Courtney worked through, it said like this person's carbohydrate intake must be like, well, wowzers. So I went on this like investigation, and I found Dr. Isabella, I think Wentz is her last name, and she is the Hashimoto's queen, and she's amazing. And she's like you, Courtney. She's got a PhD in pharmacy, and she's also has, you know, she's a naturopath doctor. So I loved what she had to say. I've read every one of her books, and I've read a bunch of other stuff. And the number one thing that has changed, in addition to the supplements, I cut gluten out 100%. I did actually go on a grain-free, wheat-free, as much as you can be wheat-free, because there's everything has wheat in it. Like elimination experiment. And now I'm eating like, I'm still 100% gluten free. I also, in that report, which I put in a file folder, right? And yes, yes, all from hair, FYI people, it did recommend that I do like a sensitivity test. And I never did it. And then I just did it probably 3 months ago. And as predicted, I have a sensitivity to gluten, which was really high. I also have a cow's milk sensitivity, which I haven't really, I mean, I eat cheese occasionally now. And I had a soy sensitivity. And one of the things in that report said, this person should avoid soy. And I was like, I'm a freaking vegan. We're not supposed to curse. I eat soy like, you know, I eat soy a lot. I eat soy in everything I do. So I kind of went soy free. When I eat dairy, it's very intentional. And I do feel the effects. of dairy GI wise. And I the gluten thing, I'm down like 17 pounds. I don't know. And I started eating high quality animal food, mostly chicken. So no antibiotics. This is what it's recommended. Usually organic. If I can get it from a farm, I get it. I eat eggs, which is a protein. I'm not a big fan of pork unless it's in the form of bacon. It's just a process. It's just a taste thing. Mm-hmm. And I occasionally eat red meat, and I'm eating a lot of tempeh, a lot of fermented foods. And I have to tell you, I haven't got my numbers done yet, but I have a feeling, just based on how I'm feeling, that I will probably 6 months more into this, I will probably be in remission. And you can go into remission.
That is absolutely amazing. It just makes me so happy that you figured this out, that we figured it out, because it's, I mean, we saw all the things pointing to it. And, you know, it's, I feel like it's the same thing with my own situation. We were talking about mm-hmm. this earlier. You see these things and you don't, you know, it's so easy to say, oh, it's menopause. Oh, it's this, that, but you know, you took it matters into your own hands when you knew mm-hmm. you were feeling good, and you kind of have to be that, you know, persistent with your doctors, because a lot of times I don't know why they're so reluctant to order those labs properly, but taking a TSH alone does not tell us anything about the thyroid. It just doesn't. And so many people will come to me with their labs and show me them, and it's like, they got to go deeper. But even so, you know, with autoimmune mm. go into remission. So whenever our body is taking in things that are causing inflammation, so whether it's things that we're sensitive to, allergic to, whether they're just toxins from the environment, any kind of oxidative stress that we're picking up in our lives, products mm-hmm. we're using, just the environment in general, all of these things wreak havoc on our body, cause our bodies to be inflamed, mess with our gut microbiome. So anything that we can do to get it back in check and find out what we personally, what's affecting us in our inflammation, and then in general, more specifically looking at, hey, what am I specifically sensitive to? You know, those food sensitivity tests can bring some amazing things to your attention. And I mean, I think the funniest one I ever saw was one of my friends had a carrot sensitivity. Like, you know, why would yes. you ever think a carrot would cause anything bad in your body? But, you know, you might be thinking you're healthy eating those carrot sticks every day, but that might cause inflammation to you. So, you know, you don't know if you don't know, and thinking that you were doing everything right. Because when we had first, you know, sat down, you yeah. were the person that was doing everything right. You were active, you were eating good foods, you were eating healthy foods, organic foods, you know, like you said, you were a strict vegan for a very long time. And sometimes that's not what the body needs. Sometimes mm-hmm. some of those things that you think you're doing healthily are actually causing inflammation and wreaking havoc silently on the body until it becomes, you know, why can't I lose this weight? Why am I so tired? Why are all these terrible things happening? Until you know, start to reverse them by doing just the opposite.
Right. Why are my eyebrows falling? My eyebrows were thinning. And when I read about autoimmune stuff and thyroid stuff, it was like, oh, that's one of the weird symptoms. And, you know, Courtney and I have talked about like this. I thought for a year prior to getting the hair thing sample, I thought I had rheumatoid arthritis. I was having all these foot issues. My hands were cramping to the point of where I couldn't use them. And, you know, I have an incredibly emotionally stressful job. I'm a therapist by training, and it's very, very amazing to be able to do the work, but it is stressful. And I kept saying, oh, it's stress, and doing nothing about it. Although on the big scale and the big picture of thing of life, I thought I was pretty healthy. I do a lot of yoga. I move my body. I try to eat well. I try to manage my stress. But I think at the end of it, my body was just in
fight or flight mode, basically.
Yeah, it was just constantly in trauma mode, in fight or flight mode. And the food that I was putting in and the food that I was eliminating was causing like just an imbalance. And it didn't take that, you know, the report was so informative. The one other thing I I want to encourage people, if they do that, if they're apprehensive about doing the hair sample, just do it, because buried in there, Courtney, I don't even know if you realize this. So in there, there was like, I think it was the last page. It gives you a recommendation of what I would like call macros, you know, like the protein, carbohydrate.
What not to eat, like what to avoid or try to avoid and what to try and increase.
But it actually gives you a percentage of like, eat this much percentage of protein, this much, which is like, if you're tracking your food, you know, I mean, people do that all, they track macros.
Yes.
And I had known about macros, like from my Fitness Pal or whatever. And I totally was off on my, you know, like I was eating so much, so many carbohydrates in sneaky ways. And so in that report, that's in there. It like broke down my macros for me. And I'm like, okay, I know, Courtney, you always say it's not a diagnostic test, but it's an informative way to look at what's going on inside your body over the course of a longer period than a blood, because blood only measures 3 months.
Blood is even less than that. So the hair sample does like a trend of like what's going on in about 3 months of that hair growth. So if you look, it's all like what's trending in your body on a hair mineral. When you do blood work, it's more of like maybe like a week. Like it's basically like a small, very small snapshot of what's going on. So it can change, especially with autoimmune. I know for myself, I have some stuff going on that's very identical to what you're saying, as we talked about. And my last blood work was done back in the fall. And I think my blood work taking it now might look very different, although I've changed the way that I'm doing things in the past, I would say 3 weeks. But, you know, as you know, autoimmune can go into remission. So you might get a blood work and then get a blood work 2 months later, and it could look completely different based on, hey, are you managing your nutrition and your stress levels? Hey, that blood work's going to look a whole lot different a month later, and you're going to feel a whole lot different too.
The other thing that I did not realize with autoimmune and thyroid autoimmune stuff specifically is that it can actually affect the way you process cholesterol. So your cholesterol numbers are going to come back higher than, I don't want to say than they are, but like they're not an accurate picture of what's going on. And it's been my experience that conventional medicine does not want to hear that. And I actually, this was prior to the hair sample. I think it was my GP. She's awesome. She's like, they're amazing. That we, you know, I need them just as we all need them as much as we need our own, what's going on in our own body. And you, I feel she put me on a statin and I felt insane. I literally felt like I could not, I had insomnia. I could not sleep. I was sick to my stomach and I took myself off of it. I'm like, I, this is not. And then I had this really cool thing. Like it's a cardiac scan. It's a score. They scan your heart and they were like, you have perfect heart function. You have perfect, you're not a cardiac issue. Like you don't have a cardiac issue. And there is another test that sort of measures the, I'm going to get this wrong. So you'll have to figure it. You'll have to help me. I think it measures the size of the cholesterol, like globulars in your blood. When we were done, I'll text it to you and I'm getting it done. And I had to fight. Like my endocrinologist was like, no. And finally I called, cause I have a history of my mom died of a stroke when I was 4 and she was 42. So I am like anal about my cardiac health.
Yes.
And I called my cardiologist and she ordered, she's added to the order. That's the real, if we're talking about at an individual diagnostic level, that is what we need. And we're not doing that.
you're looking for plaques and stuff. And that's exactly my point with people. So what you just said, where cholesterol, I think, is coming up. I can't tell you how many of my clients have every single person, I feel like, and they're in, you know, a plethora of an age range. Like, it doesn't matter if they're in their late 30s or in their early 60s, they're coming back with this cholesterol. If anything, it's even like borderline low, like you just said. Mm-hmm. And there's several things that can adapt that. A lot of people don't realize that your hormone levels, like if your testosterone levels are low, and not just in men, your testosterone levels in women. I have a whole podcast on that I deal with, like, a hormone expert. And testosterone, there's like a direct correlation with like your cholesterol levels and your testosterone levels. So sometimes when your hormone levels are off, that can skew your cholesterol levels. And then in general, like you're saying right now, stress levels, I think this oxidative stress that people are dealing with, it's throwing people's bodies out of whack. And I see it on a hair mineral test. And then I have people send me their traditional labs and I put the pieces of the puzzle all together. And it's wild to see the people whose adrenals are just maxed out and that are leading to these autoimmune things, these inflammatory diseases. Cholesterol is a disease of inflammation. Heart disease is a disease of inflammation. Cancer is diabetes. Every single disease we can take back to the origin is inflammation somewhere in our body. So getting control of the inflammation and doing it through stress relief, through nutrition, through all of these things that we can do in our lives is what is key as like a preventative factor. And then you standing up and saying, no, I feel crappy on this statin because they do horrible things to our body. I know. And what a lot of people don't realize is, like, you take this statin and the people who get the leg cramps or the fatigue from it, like, they're the lucky ones because, you know, they're the people who it's like, wow, it depletes your CoQ10. Your CoQ10 is essential for all kinds of cardiac function. And if your body's using that to metabolize a drug instead of to make your heart work properly, you know, some people present with those, with the most common is leg cramping and leg pain. But what happens is, okay, take a CoQ10 supplement, boom, it stops. People are like, whoa, it stopped immediately. And then there's the people that just don't have anything happening, but it's still silently kind of harming your heart. Like, I try to stress that to people, you know, to understand. And, you know, some people, you know, go with it. Some people say, I don't want to be on this med anymore. I certainly, as a pharmacist, I never, you know, I know when to stay in my lane and whatever. I can make suggestions. Hey, let's try and get you off this. Talk to your doctor. We'll work together to get you off. But, you know, it's, you know, people have to want to take control of their health and say, I'm doing this.
Yes. It's been a journey, right? That's such an overused phrase, but it's been very eye-opening to me. And now my next 4 months is going to be a push to get my physical health back. Like, now that my symptoms are back in check, my symptoms are sort of being managed, I'm totally going to get my physical body back. But it takes a toll and it's exhausting.
It is. But, you know, you're doing it right. You know, by getting rid of your symptoms and feeling good, you can't go and do workouts or even, you know, I know for me, when I try and do yoga and I'm not in the right space, if I don't feel good physically or mentally, and I try and get into that space to say, oh, I'll take a yoga class to relax, my practice is so off. If I'm not there, if I'm not present, I can't even get anything from a yoga class if I don't get myself there. And in order to get yourself there, you have to make your body completely healthy. So by doing, you know, what you're doing, getting yourself in check where you're physically feeling good so that you can be present on the mat and get the stress relief and get all of the amazing things that you can get from a yoga class, you know, now, okay, let's get that physical, you know, your mind healthy, your physical body healthy, and, you know, at the weight you want. And, you know, as you know, it's not about a weight. You want to feel good. It's all about feeling good and just being able to get through a day and have energy. And just, you just want your body to not hurt or not feel these weird symptoms. Like, your hands shouldn't be cramping up no matter what anybody tells you, you know, oh, that's just menopause feeling like, oh, I'm gaining weight. Menopause, you know, for everybody listening, guys, that's not what menopause should be. Menopause should be a healthy thing. And you should, there's ways to keep your body healthy and feel good through all of it. And a lot of it has to do with nutrition and just taking care and being proactive, you know, with health.
Yes.
So this is all amazing. I thank you so much for sharing your story with everybody, because I think it is such a great one. And I feel like it can be so eye-opening to many people that are experiencing the same thing that you are. And, you know, I can say that I have a laundry list of clients that come to me with the same exact, present the same exact way. And if they're willing to put in the work, we can reverse it. We can fix it. And like you said, you can get into remission and you can live your best life and healthy and feel great.
Yes, that's my goal. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my hair for me.
Thank you for
letting me. It's real. Yes.
All right. You have a wonderful day. And yeah, we'll have to do another one when you get this cholesterol. We'll have to talk about the cholesterol and the follow-up and if we do another hair mineral to see the results.
To be continued.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.